Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kevin Smith joins us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, this morning. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on again. And Jack, just to digress for one second, because I heard your earlier comments, my medical bill horror story is my wife and I had an encounter with a bat in our bedroom a couple of years ago, had to go and get shots. Both of us, the shots were over $20,000 for three visits to outpatient to get them. So it's crazy and wacky what's happening out there with medical bills. And I'm glad you brought up Nick Bayless, by the way, because he's one of the few people in the medical industry right now. They're trying to sound the alarm on price transparency.
It's crazy. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I'm sorry to digress on it, but I'm so glad you brought it up because it's out of control.
No, it humanizes it. I mean, I appreciate that. Kevin says, let me get to the point. Regardless of who leaked the memo, a law clerk, I'm sure the marshal will find the leak. It's unprecedented. Unbelievable. It shows, I think it's a statement on our country, how politically divisive things are. But my point is, let's not dissect the leak. The memo's out there. The Judge Roberts says it's a real memo written by Judge Alito. Maybe what they rule or the majority. Do you think the Supreme Court should overturn Roe versus Wade?
Well, look, Jack, I mean, I've been pro-life for the majority of my public career, and obviously recognize there are those who disagree with my pro-life position, and I'm always open to engaging in constructive dialogue with them about the issue. But the reality is that if indeed this ends up being where the Supreme Court goes, it's important to remember a number of things. Number one, this doesn't ban or restrict abortion. It merely sends the matter back to the states where the states, and particularly the voters in those states, can have a say on what are the appropriate restrictions that should be put in place, such as they've done here in New Hampshire in putting the restrictions on abortion after 24 weeks. Now, that is, I think most Granite Staters would agree with that in what New Hampshire's done. I'll tell you what they don't agree with is where Senator Hassan is. She believes in abortion with no restrictions through 9 months, believes in taxpayer-funded abortions. And, in fact, that's what they're trying to do now on the federal level is codify that into law so that people in New Hampshire, number one, can't have a say on the issue. And number two, put in these, open abortion laws that, frankly, are so out of touch with where most Granite Staters are in the matter.
Right. Let me come back, though, and ask you specifically, Kevin Smith, Republican U.S. Senate candidate. Judge Roberts saying the leaked opinion is legitimate. So specifically, do you agree or not with Judge Alito's opinion leaked from the court that the Roe v. Wade should go away, it's flawed, and go and overturn it and send it back to the states? Do you agree with Judge Alito? That's what I'm trying to ask, yes or no?
Sure, yeah. Well, I released a statement late last night saying that I agreed that it should be returned to the states. I mean, this is a case of federalism here. And what Judge Alito is saying is that the Constitution does not mention abortion, and because it's silent on the matter, it should be returned to the states. Again, he wasn't saying that abortion should be banned. He's merely saying that it's not in the United States Constitution, and so therefore it's a matter that reverts back to the states. And that is something that I agree with. And again, it gives the voters in those particular states to make the best decision on what kind of restrictions or not should be on abortion.
When Senator Hassan, our Democrat state party, and Democrats in New Hampshire criticize Governor Sununu and the Republican legislature for this most recently passed bill, that the governor, I guess, there's still some tweaks to it, but was passed as part of the budget, which would ban or restrict abortions after 24 weeks, not the first 6 months,
right,
but after 24 weeks. They call that the Sununu abortion ban. Is that an abortion ban? Is that fair or not?
No, I don't think they're being fair at all when they're talking about that. Again, you know, if you look at polling, Jack, in January, 71% of Americans believe that there should be some kind of restrictions on abortion, including 49% of Democrats, by the way. And they know they're not being fair when they characterize it like that. Because again, when you tell people that the restrictions are on abortion with exceptions, after 24 weeks, most people in the Granite State say, oh, that's pretty reasonable. What they don't think is reasonable is where Senator Hassan is on the issue, which is abortion through.
Did we lose Kevin?
9 months.
Okay. We lost you there. We lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was, so Jack, just going back to what I was saying is, I think when the people in New Hampshire understand that New Hampshire's law has restrictions on abortions after 24 weeks with exceptions, most of them find that fairly reasonable. What they don't find reasonable is where Senator Hassan is on the issue, which is abortion through 9 months with no restrictions whatsoever.
Let me switch gears. Kevin Smith, Republican, U.S. Senate candidate. Do you think by next November, if you were to win the primary, hypothetically, do you think by next November the motivating, dominating issue, not from Republican or Democrat voters, but independent voters that are such an important part of our elections, as you know, in terms of swaying or deciding which way things go, do you think inflation, high energy, food, gas and oil prices, and superinflation is going to be the number one issue or the abortion debate?
Jack, there's no question in my mind the economic issues are going to be the driving, motivating factor of how people are going to get out and vote. Because you know, at the end of the day, people are tired of paying for $5 gas. They're tired of paying exorbitant amounts of money for food at the grocery store, if they can even find it on the shelves still because of the supply chain issues. They're tired of paying the high cost of home heating oil, and frankly, we'll be going back into that problem in the fall. Those are the issues that are going to motivate people to get out and vote. Those are the kitchen table issues. Look, the Democrats, as they always do, will try to divide the country on the cultural issues such as abortion. But I don't believe those are going to be the motivating issues at the end of the day, especially for independents. And I look forward to having the support of Reagan Democrats, of Trump independents, and of the Republicans to win this seat in November.
Kevin Smith, we'll get you back again soon. GOP U.S. Senate candidate. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jack.